Alrighty. Is everybody alive?
大家还活着吗？
If you're dead, raise a hand.
如果你死了，请举手。
Oh, three dead people.
有三个已经死了的。
It's always interesting when dead people raise hands. It's just
死人举手都是永远很有意思。
The last time I was in Southeast Africa.
上一次我在东南亚。
I was with a native African couple.
我在和一个土著的非洲人的一个夫妻在一起。
They lead a very simple lifestyle.
他们就是过着很简单的生活。
They live in a mud hut.
他们住在一个土盖的一个小。
They own two changes of clothes.
这样的一个小房子里，然后他们只有两套衣服。
One pair of shoes.
一双鞋。
But they have seen dozens and dozens and dozens.Of villages, including Muslim villages, converted to Christ.
但是他们就是看到许许多多的这样的一个穆斯林的村庄来成为信徒。
And when you ask them, how do you convert a whole village to Christ in just a few days?
当你来问他说，你怎么样可以把这些这个全是穆斯林的这样的一个村庄，在几天之内让他们全部的转化成基督徒呢？
They said it's very simple.
他们说很简单。
You just get the sickest person in the village and you heal them in the name of Jesus. The rest is easy.
所以呢，你就找到他们村庄里面生病生的最惨的那个人呢，然后你来祷告医治。当他医治了以后，其他的事情都简单。
This pastor's name is Don Wickey.
这个牧师的名字叫做 Don Wickey.
And when I was with them at that time, Don Wickey had God had used him to raise two people from the dead.
所以我在认识他的时候，他那个神已经借着他，然后神已经借着他让两个人从死里复活。
But his wife had raised four people from the dead.
但是他的太太呢，却已经让四个人从死里复活。
And they said it's so easy to win a village to Christ when you raise the dead.
他说真是把整个村庄全部让他们信主，真的很简单。当有人从死里复活的时候。
And they prophesied over me that I was going to soon see people raised from the dead.
然后他们就对我发预言说，我也要看到。有人从死里复活。
So everywhere I go at every conference,
所以呢，我去到每一个聚会的时候，
I tell people if you die before the conference is over, make sure they bring your body to the meetings because we want to pray for you.
所以我就跟大家说呢，如果你在聚会结束之前你死了呢，一定要让你的朋友把你的尸体带来，这样我可以为你祷告。
If you're aware even a little bit of what's happening globally.With the gospel.
如果你现在对神在这个全球上面的福音所发生的事情有一点认知的话，
We live in one of the greatest histories of church age, greatest periods of church history.
就知道我们现在是在整个教会历史中最伟大的一个时刻时间段。
Over the last 25 years,
在过去的25年中，
The rate at which people are coming to Christ in Asia and Africa and South America.It is 300% greater than any other period in church history.
就是人们转换信主的这样的一个速度呢，是在不管在亚洲、在非洲，还是在哪里，都是比以前多了300%。
But what God is doing is not just numerically. There's a depth in the spirit to what's happening.
但是神所做的并不仅仅是一个数量上的这样的一个增长，而且还是一个深度。
In October of last year, I did a conference in Taichung in Taiwan.
在去年的十月份，我在台中有一个聚会。
We did a conference on miracles.
然后我们在这个聚会里讲到奇迹。
Here's one of the testimonies.
这是其中的一个见证。
One of the leaders in the church sent me the testimony about 10 days after the conference.
其实大概在我们聚会结束后十天，有一个牧者他把他们这样的一个见证来发到我的邮箱。
A lady in the church.
在那个教会中有一个妇女。
She wasn't a leader.
她不是一个领袖。
She wasn't on the ministry team.
她不在服事团队。
But just a lady who loved Jesus.
但是是一个爱主的妇人。
She came every day for 4 days to this conference on miracles.
她那四天呢，每一天都来，就是来到我们这有关神迹的聚集。
A week later, she had gone to the pool hall to go swimming.
一周以后，她就去游泳，在游泳池游泳。
And afterwards, she was sitting on a bench waiting for her husband to pick her up.
然后她游完泳之后，她就坐在一个板凳上，然后等她的丈夫来接她。
On the other side of the bench, an elderly gentleman just collapsed and fell down.
然后但是就是他坐在那里的时候，对面有一个老年人，他坐在同样的一个凳子上，他就这个就摔倒了，然后有可能就是心脏衰竭的。
He wasn't breathing.
就停止呼吸。
And some of the team came out from the pool hall and began to do mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
然后就是这个在游泳池的他们的这些人呢，他们就来赶紧来急救，然后他们就开始对他做人工呼吸。
But he still wasn't breathing.
但是他还是没有呼吸。
And she was sitting quietly on the bench.
他就是很安静的坐在他那个。
Just quietly in her heart praying, Oh God, revive him.
他就在心里祷告，很就没有声音的，他就说主啊主啊，你要让他复活。
And then a thought came to her.
然后但是有一个声音就进来。
I've just heard for 4 days that God does miracles.
就是我刚四天之内，我一直看到神在行神迹。
She said, I need to do something.
她说我现在要做一些事。
So she politely pushed her way through the group around the man.
所以她就是很轻轻的，她就把人拨开，然后到这个老年人面前。
Put her hand on his chest.
她把她的手放在这个人的胸前。
And she said, In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the spirit of death.
她说奉耶稣的名，我斥责死亡的灵。
And she said, I call you back to life.
她说我要呼召你回来生命。
The man sat up.
这个人就坐起来了。
Breathing.
开始呼吸。
And I thought to myself two things.
所以我当时就想两件事。
I thought this is exciting. This is the kingdom.
第一件事就是这真的很令人兴奋，因为这就是神的国。
And then I thought number two, this isn't fair.
另外一件事我想到说，哎，这太不公平了。
I spent years praying for people with bad knees and bad backs.
因为我就是多年都是一直在为人的这个膝盖痛然后背痛祷告。
And then we began to see people with deaf ears healed.
然后我们才看到就有人可能聋子可以听见。
A few years later we saw people with blind eyes healed.
然后可能又过了几年我们才会看到就是有这些瞎眼的可以都看见。
And then we saw people with cancer healed.
然后可能又过了很多时间我们才看到这些得癌症的人得医治。
And I said, yeah, Lord, it's taken me 35 years to get here and she gets here in one conference.
我说主啊，我花了35年才到这个地步，但是他一个特会就可以做到这样。
But I think that's the day. This is the day and age we're in.
但是我就相信这是我们现在所在的时节。
The first should be last, and the last should be first.
就是因为那个在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
There's an acceleration of what's going on.
在我们所发生的事情有一个加速。
If you look at news internationally,
如果你看这样全球性的新闻
there's been an acceleration of serious news over the last 15-20 years.
你就会发现在过去的15到20年间这些很严重的新闻越来越频繁。
But as it is in the natural, so it is in the supernatural.
就是因为在自然界也是在属灵界。
And as we see an increase,of the demonic and the satanic in the culture around us.
我们也同样看到就是撒旦他的权势在我们周围也是逐渐的更多。
I believe there's also a greater increase of the light of God's presence.
但是与此同时我也相信神会让他的光和他的同在在我们中间更多。
So this is an incredible, it's always been a good time to seek God.
所以现在其实一直以来都是一个很好的时间来寻求神。
But this is an incredible time to seek God.
但是现在却是一个特别非常特别的时刻我们来寻求神。
I want to speak tonight on transformation.
所以今天呢今晚我想对大家讲到转化。
I got saved in San Diego, California.
我在圣地亚哥得救。
In 1974.
1974年。
That was probably before you were born.
可能你还没有出生。
But we still look the same age, right?
Oh, me. 我还没有出生。
But we saw at that time tens of thousands, even 100,000 or more of young people coming to Christ.
但是我们那个时候看到真是成千上万的年轻人他们来归向主。
And that was exciting.
真的是很令人兴奋。
But yet at the same time, There was what I would call a survival mentality in much of the church.
但是那个时候呢，我就是觉得在教会中有很多的时候是有这样的一种幸存者的这样的一个思想
and many pastors and preachers in California at that time.
那个时候在加州很多的这些牧者和传道人
They were saying, oh, the mark of the beast is coming.
他们就说哦，这个兽的印记要来了
The demonic is increasing.
然后这样这个仇敌越来越发作
Jesus is coming back now. Jesus is coming back now. Jesus is coming back now.
耶稣要回来了，耶稣要回来了，耶稣要回来了。
Because Jesus has to get us out of this satanic mess.
因为耶稣一定要把我们从这样的一个撒旦的权势中拯救出来。
I heard that in 74, 75, 76, 77, 78. What year is it?
然后我就是从74年一直听到75年、76年、77年、78年，都不知道到哪年。
There were books written like 88 reasons why Jesus is coming back in 1988.
所以在1988年就有一本书说有88个原因为什么耶稣要回来了
Now, part of that longing is good.
所以呢其这个其中的渴慕中间的一部分是好的
We all long to see the face of Jesus.
因为我们都渴望见到神的面
And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come, Lord Jesus.
因为圣灵和心腹说来
But part of that was coming out of a fear factor.
但是呢，这个中间又有一部分是出于我们的惧怕。
Because many Christians had magnified the devil in their eyes and minimalized the power and majesty of Christ Jesus.
因为呢，就是我们很多基督徒，我们就是扩大了这个仇敌他的能力，而缩小了耶稣他自己的耶稣的能力。
And you know what? In the 40 years that I've been saved.Millions and millions and millions of people have come to Christ.
所以，但你知道吗？从我这样得救的40年间，有成千上万、上百万的人来得救。
That never would have come to Christ if Jesus had returned back then.
但是呢，这些人他们如果耶稣在那个时候就说就已经回来的话，这些人就没有办法得救。
And I believe we need transformation in our thinking.
所以我相信我们的心思意念需要转换。
John the Baptist.
因为施洗约翰
and then Jesus,
然后是耶稣
and then the 12 apostles,
然后十二位使徒
and then the 70,
然后七十人
and the larger group,
然后更多的人
and the church fathers,
然后后来变成教会的长老
they preached a very radical message.
他们宣讲了一个非常极端激烈的信息
they said repent.
他说要悔改
The kingdom of God is at hand.
因为神的国近了。
Let's talk about this word repent.
我们来讲悔改。
And some of you are thinking, oh no, don't go there.
你们有人就想说，哎，千万不要讲悔改。
We just did that the other night. Do we have to do it again?
我们前一天，昨天晚上已经做了，今天又要来一遍吗？
But you see, the word repent does not mean simply to come forward at an altar call.
但是你知道，悔改这个词不是说你只是要上到台前来，然后回应这样的一个呼召。
It means to have a changed mindset.
而这个悔改这个词，它的原意是有一个转化的心思意念。
The first time I went to Taiwan about 5 years ago.
我第一次去台湾大概五年前。
We did a conference in Taipei.
我们在台北有一个聚会。
And then they drove me for 2 hours to Taichung.
然后他们就开车两个小时到了台中。
And they took me straight to the hotel I was going to stay at there.
然后他们就把我直接带去了旅馆。
And they take me to this very nice hotel.
然后是一个很好的酒店。
And you know, the Taiwanese people are so polite.
你知道台湾人他们真的是非常的礼貌。
They sat me down on this nice leather seat.
他们就让我坐在一个很漂亮的皮椅子上。
Brought me a cup of green tea.
然后又给了我很多的绿茶。
And I'm filling out the papers.
然后我正在写一些文件。
And one of the hostesses comes to me and says,Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. DuPont.
然后就这位女主人呢，她就来到前面说：“哦，我真的是太对不起了。”
We had a nice room reserved for you on the 10th floor.
就是我们在十楼本来有一个给你预备的一个很好的房间。
But she said none of those rooms are ready.
但是呢，这些房间他们都还没有准备好。
She said, "Would it bother you if we put you in the 23rd floor?" penthouse.
他就说呢，那能不能把你放在这个23楼顶层的这样的一个看可以看到所有地方视野的一个房间。
I said, I'm here to suffer for the gospel.
然后我就跟他说，我本来来传福音就是为了要受苦的。
And so all of a sudden I end up in this beautiful 23rd floor penthouse.
然后突然间我就到了这个23楼那个顶层公寓的那个房间。
And I know this sounds very elementary.
我知道听起来感觉好像是很简单。
But all of a sudden I was aware.
很初级，但是我突然间发现。
That the city looked very different from 23rd floors up compared to when you were driving or walking in the city.
但是呢，就是我突然发现呢，你在23层上再看地下看整个城市的时候，和你在地上开车的时候看城市是不一样的。
Isaiah said God's ways are above our ways. His thoughts are beyond our thoughts.
因为以赛亚是说神的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
And the word repent, it comes from the word pent,That means a high place to have a higher view.
然后这个悔改这个词呢，它这个词的原文是出自于另外一个词 pent. 这个 pent 的意思就是一个高处。
And when they said repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. They were saying change your mindset because everything is different.
然后所以当他们来讲说要悔改，因为神的国也进了的时候呢，他说的这个悔改是指你要转化你的心思意念。
And I believe that we need to have a transformed mind.
因为我相信我们要有一个更新的心思意念。
That when we look at the city of Vancouver,
当这样我们看到温哥华的城市的时候。
That when we look at the nations today,
在我们再看到列国的时候。
We're seeing past all the corruption, all the problems, all the sickness, all the sin.
所以我们就可以可以看穿这样所有的这些腐败，所有的这些疾病，所有的这些问题。
Instead, we're seeing an opportunity for transformation.
而看到的是一个转化的一个契机。
We're seeing an opportunity for the harvest.
我们看到的是一个丰收的机会。
We're going to be a little bit in Psalm 84 tonight.
所以我们今天晚上呢要读一下诗篇84篇。
If you got your Bible, please turn there.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到诗篇84篇。
If the person next to you does not have a Bible,
如果你旁边的人没有圣经，
turn to them and say, "Good Lord, you've memorized the whole thing already."
你要对他讲说，哇，你整本圣经都背下来了吗？
Psalm 84, verses 5 through 7.
诗篇84篇5至7节。
How blessed is the man whose strength is in you.
他说靠你有力量。
In whose heart are the highways to Zion.
心中想往西安大道的这人变为有福。
Passing through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring.
因为他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地。
The early rain also covers it with blessings.
并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
And they go from strength to strength.
他们行走力上加力。
Every one of them appears before God in Zion.
个人到西安朝见神。
The word Baca, it basically means a place of weeping, a place of suffering.
好，所以这里面巴卡这个词讲到了，就是说是一个痛苦、一个受苦的地方。
And when we look at our cities and our cultures today with all the problems,
所以当我们看到我们的城市有这样多的问题的时候，
we need to see it through the eyes that nothing is impossible, with the mindset that nothing is impossible for God.
所以我们就要通过这样的一个新的心思意念来看，就是说在神没有难成的事。
There are so many Christians that have an escapist mentality.
就是我们有很多基督徒是有一个属于有一个逃跑的思维模式。
They look at their job.
他看到他的工作。
Or maybe their church.
或者他的教会。
Or sometimes even their marriages.
甚至是他的婚姻。
Oh, if I just had a better job.
如果我有一个更好的工作的话。
If I just had a better husband or better wife.
如果我的丈夫是一个位更好的丈夫，我的太太更好一点。
If I just had a better church.
如果我的教会是更好一点的话。
Everything would be better.
所有的事情都会好多了。
But you know what? You know where the grass is greener?
你知道哪里的草更绿吗？
The grass is greener where you nurture it, where you water it.
其实呢是在你耕种然后你来养育的这一片土地的草才会更绿。
Dallas Willard wrote an incredible book called The Divine Conspiracy.
这个 Dallas Willard 这个人他写了一本书叫做神圣的计谋。
And he said this,
是他里面有这样说。
That if we constantly look at every situation as a place that God cannot bless,
如果我们永远都是看到每一个所发生的事情，每一个情况都是觉得神不可能祝福的。
If we look at every situation saying, this situation just isn't right,
如果我们遇到每一个情况的时候，我们都只是说，啊，这个情况太糟了，是不对的。
He said there'll be no place on earth for us to experience the blessings of the kingdom.
那么如果这样的话呢，在整个世界上都没有任何的地方可以让我们来经历神的国度。
You and I are created in the image of God.
因为我和你是受是按照神的形象所造。
And when you gave your life to him,
当我们把我们的生命献给他的时候，
His spirit now dwells within you.
他的灵就住在我们的中间。
You've been born again into the family of God.
所以你就是重生在神的家里面。
We are the sons and daughters of God, and God calls us to be the peacemakers of kingdom peace, of transformation.
因为我们就可以成为神的儿女，而神又呼召我们可以作为那使人和睦的人。
But there's a problem.
但是有一个问题。
Sometimes before you can transform, you need to be transformed.
就是当你可以来转化别人的时候，你自己要被转变。
I was in a church in Durham, England, a few years ago.
所以我多年以前，几年前，在英国的一个城市。
And we had a really interesting healing happen one night.
我们有一天晚上有发生了一件很有趣的医治。
I was in the middle of the sermon.
我在讲到正讲到一半。
And the Holy Spirit interrupted my message.
然后圣灵他就打断了我的信息。
How many of you know the Holy Spirit has a problem with the church today?
你们多少人知道圣灵呢？对于我们现在的教会，他认为有很多问题。
Here's the problem.
这就是问题。
He happens to think he's God.
就是他觉得他是神。
We're always trying to get him to fit into our program.
但是我们很多时候都是想要把圣灵来挤在我们的安排中。
But that's another message.
但是今天不讲这个。
And as in the middle of the message, the Lord said, I want you to stop right now.
然后在我讲到讲一半的时候，主就说跟我说，我要你停下来。
And he said, I want you to pray for everybody here that's in bondage to shame.
然后他就跟我说呢，我要你为所有的这些受羞耻这样的捆绑的人来祷告。
Guilt is when you realize you've done something wrong.
因为这样的一个罪疚感是当你发现你做错的时候所产生的感觉。
But shame is when you feel you are wrong.
但是呢，羞耻是当你感觉到说不是你做错，而是你这个人就是错误的时候。
And one of the things God wants to do is transform our thoughts about ourselves, our core identity.
但是神要做在我们生命中做的一件事呢，就是他要让我们的心思意念来改变，而且是我们自己的核心价值要改变。
So we begin to think of ourselves as the sons and daughters of God.
然后我们的，所以就让我们可以成为认识到自己是神的儿女。
So I said, everybody that your identity is rooted in shame, deep illogical ill feelings about yourself,Come forward right now.
所以呢，我那个时候就对大家讲说，如果你认为你自身的价值，你跟自己认同的价值是一个是在这样的一个羞耻感中的，我请你到前面来。
But how many of you know that's a difficult thing?
但是你们多少人知道其实不容易
？Because it's shameful to admit.You have shame.
不容易走到前面来，因为你要走到前面来承认自己有羞耻，本身是会认为是一件很羞耻的事情。
Well, maybe 25 people came forward.
大概可能有25个人上到前面。
And we got this testimony about 4 months later.
然后在四个月之后呢，我们有得到一个见证。
A man said, I've always felt bad about myself ever since I've been a little child.
然后有一位男士他就讲说，自从我小的时候，我就觉得自己很不好。
He said, I've never been good socially.
就是我在这个社会中也不是很好。
He said, I always feel embarrassed about myself.
我就觉得我总是觉得自己很尴尬。
He said, it was embarrassing to get out of my seat and come forward.
然后我觉得从这个座位上出来本身也是很尴尬。
But he said, I did.
但是我却这样做了。
And he said, as you were praying for us,
他说在你为我们祷告的时候
it began to be strange,
就开始有点奇怪。
Because he felt, said, I felt a burning sensation on my head.
他说我就感觉到头上有一种火烧的感觉。
And he said it was so real, he said, I put my hand on my head and my hand became hot.
他说就是真的这样真实，因为当我把手放在头上的时候，连手都开始发热。
And I think God was rewiring his thought life, that giving him a little bit of the mind of Christ.
所以呢，所以我就觉得，其实那个时候神是在重新的连接他的脑里面的这样的神经，可以让他有基督的心。
And he said, "Well, that was strange."
他就说啊，这真的很奇怪。
But then, when you asked us to sit down,
然后说，但是你让我们坐下的时候呢
，something was different with my feet.
我觉得我的脚又不一样。
He said, "I've suffered from neuropathy. I always have pain in my feet."
啊，就是我有一些神经性的疾病呢，让我的脚会一直的有疼痛。
But he said, "When I walked back to my seat, all the pain from years of my feet was gone."
但是呢，当我回到这个我座位的时候，这么多年来我脚的疼痛突然间全都没有了。
And then we finished the meeting.
然后我们这样聚集完后。
And he said, "When I got up and walked out,"
他说我起来走出去
"then something was really different."
然后就有件事情特别的不一样
He said, "I've suffered from MS."
他说我是有经历这个 MS
for 12 years.
12年
And he said, "For the last 10 years, my right foot has dragged like this when I walk."
他就说他十年来我的右腿就只能是这样拉着走。
And he said, "When I walked out of the meeting, I was walking perfectly."
他说，但是当我走出去的时候，我就是走得非常完美。
He said, "I didn't know what to think about this."
他说我不知道怎么样来想这件事。
He said, "I didn't know whether God had healed me or it was just a nerve thing happening."
所以他说我不知道是神医治了我，还是就是一个这样的我脑神经里面的有一个改变。
But he said, "I waited 4 months."
他说我等了四个月。
Because I wanted to be sure.
我就是想要确认一下。
And then he said, "I went to my neurologist."
然后我就去见了我的这个神经科
的大夫。And I showed him what had happened.
我给他告诉他发生了。
And he did all the tests.
他做了所有的检查。
And my neurologist said, "I've never seen anything like this."
然后这位神经科大夫他就说我从来没有见过这样的事。
But he said, "You're free."
他说但是他你自由。
You no longer suffer from MS.
他说你没有再有这样的神经性的疾病。
And he said, "I am now completely healed."
他说我现在完完全全得医治。
Now, not all disease is due to thinking.
但是呢，不是所有的疾病都是是因为你的思想思维。
But oftentimes it is.
但是很多时候却是这样。
The Apostle Paul said in Romans 12, verse 2.
因为使徒保罗在十二章第二节的时候讲到。
Be transformed.
罗马书十二章十二节说要
by the renewing of your mind
是要那个这个心意更新而变化。
And when we begin to think about life and think about relationships and potential,
所以当我们想到我们的生命，我们想到彼此之间的关系，还有一些可能性的时候
，from a kingdom perspective,
而且是从这个神的国度中看到这些可能性的时候
，it changes everything.
它就改变了所有。
It changes everything.
真的把所有都改变了。
Now, one of the weird things about prophets,
啊，对，还有一件事呢，就是作为先知来讲，有一件很奇怪的事。
They find it easy to prophesy over other people.
就是他们发现他们对别人发语言很简单。
But they have the same problems everybody else getting words for themselves.
但是呢，他就是别人给对他们自己发语言却有同样的问题。
I can oftentimes prophesy over many people.
我很多时候我可以来为很多人发预言。
But sometimes I go months and months and months and sometimes even years without getting a fresh word for me that's really important.
但是呢，确实可能很多时候很多月等很多月甚至很多年我都也没有就收到一个对我自己的一个重要的信息。
And in 2011,
在2011年
I had really been expecting God to give me a major word.
我真的是来就是来期待神给我一个很重要的信息。
The year went by.
这一年过去。
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October.
一二三四五六七八九十月过去了。
And now it's November.
到十一月。
It's November 11th.
十一月十一号。
And the Lord woke me up.
神 让我起来。
I was just at that place of between a dream and wide awake.
那个时候正好是我在做梦和梦醒之间。
And the Lord said, "This is the word I have for you this year."
主说我给你的话是这个。
And I'm thinking, "This is it."
我心里想是啊、哦，来了。
Great open doors.
是那个天门要打开。
I'm going to win the lottery.
啊，我可是不是要这个赢到这个彩票
？They're going to ask me to be the president of OPEC.
他们就要让我成为这个中东石油的会的会长。
What's the word, Lord?
主啊，这是什么话你要对我讲
？And he said, "Mark, you can do all things through I who strengthen you."
他就对我说呢，说 Mark, 你借着我可凡事都能做。
I said, "That's it, God."
我说主啊，就完了。
I've read that in Philippians hundreds of times.
就在腓立比书读了一百遍呢。
I thought I was going to get a real word.
我以为我是要得到一个真的话。
But as I began to pray into this,
但是我在祷告的时候
，I realized there was a whole greater degree God wanted me to learn about leaning into Him for things that I had difficulties with, but also things I'd never done.
所以呢，我就是觉得神要给我这样的一个进入一个更深的这样的一个领域，是我以前没有经历过的。
And part of a transformed mindset,
然后呢，作为一个改变心思意念的
is realizing that what's impossible for us is never difficult for God.
中的其中一件事就是在我们认为不可能发生的事不可能成就的事在神来没有难成的。
The Apostle Paul was possibly the greatest revivalist that's ever lived.
因为使徒保罗他真的是一位可能是一位最大的一位复兴家。
He was called the man who shook the world.
因为他就是被称为是震动世界的这一位人。
He's the greatest theologian of the New Testament.
他也是在新约最大的一位这个神学家。
But Paul wrote something in 2 Corinthians 11 and 12,
但保罗在哥林多后书十一章十二章的时候讲到
that doesn't make any sense to the natural mind.
这个他写的这个东西呢，但是对于一个平常的你自己去想是完全不对的。
He said, "If I'm going to boast,"
他说如果我要自夸
，He said, "I'm going to boast about my weaknesses."
就是要夸我的弱点。
That doesn't make any sense.
不完全不明白什么意思。
Because if someone boasts, they boast about their strengths, their accomplishments, their awards, their successes.
因为如果你要自夸，一定是夸自己的强处、自己的优点、你所得到的所有的这些奖励。
But Paul had been praying about a difficulty in his life.
但是那个时候，保罗正在为他生命中一个难处祷告。
I believe it was the persecution that he experienced.
我相信是他所经历的一个迫害。
But he said, "I prayed three times."
他说我祷告三次。
And he said, "The Lord spoke to me."
他说神对我讲话。
And he said, "My grace is sufficient for you."
他神就对他讲说我的恩典是够你用的。
He said, "My grace is sufficient for you."
他说我的恩典是够你用的。
And God said, "My strength is made real, it's perfected in your weakness."
而主说我的刚强在你的软弱里显得完全。
And Paul, this revivalist, this miracle worker, this great theologian, he realized this kingdom secret.
所以呢保罗他是这么大的一位复兴家这么好的一位神学家但是呢他却发现了这样在神国度里面的一个秘密。
That in areas of our weakness, areas where we feel vulnerable.
就是在我们软弱的地方让我们觉得说不堪一击的地方。
We can turn that into a strength.
我们就可以把这些部分变成一个
If we learn to lean into the person of God.
如果我们可以来能学会怎么样来倚靠神。
And so like David, we can say, "I'm going to boast in the Lord."
所以就好像大卫一样可以说我就是要夸主。
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
因为他是我的牧者我必不致缺乏。
Many people get confused over what biblical faith is and what it isn't.
所以很多人呢可能会对什么样的是一个属和圣经的信心和不属和圣经的信心觉得不是很明白。
Some Christians believe if they have enough faith, they'll never have problems.
所以有的人可能认为只要你信心够大，你就不会有任何的问题。
Let me help you with something.
让我来告诉你一点。
That theology is stupid.
就是这是一个很笨的一个神学观点。
It's stupid for two reasons.
有两个原因它是很笨。
Number one,
第一
if you never have problems, you don't need faith.
就是如果没有任何问题呢，你就不需要信心。
Hello. If you never have problems, you don't need faith.
如果你没有问题，你不需要信心。
But number two,
第二点。
Jesus said, in this world, you shall have tribulation. You have challenges, problems.
耶稣说，在这个世界中你会要经历苦难，然后要有很多的问题。
But he said, be of good cheer. Be happy.
但他说你要这个喜乐。
For I have overcome.
因为我已经得胜了。
You know, if you don't know Jesus and you start reading the Bible,
如果你不认识耶稣，但是你开始读圣经的时候，
it's going to make you think Christians must be really strange.
你就会觉得说，基督徒真的很奇怪。
James said, rejoice when you have all sorts of problems.
因为雅各说，哎，你真的是要大喜乐，虽然你有这么多的问题。
Well, how stupid can you be?
这是不是太愚昧了？
We rejoice when we get over the problem.
就是因为应该是这个问题解决了，你才开始喜乐。
But see, James also realized this key that David realized.
但是你要知道，雅各他也发现了大卫所发现的这把钥匙。
That when you're in over your head,
就是当你在你的脑子里，
you can lean into God's grace.
你可以进入神的恩典。
And El Shaddai,
就是神，
God Almighty,
神是全能的神。
He begins to do for you what you cannot do for yourself.
他可以做你自己做不了的。
In my ministry team,
在我的服事团队中
I have about three or four people that help me in different conferences and things.
大概可能有三四个人帮助我在不同的特会里面。
I want to tell you about one of them. His name is Steve.
想要跟你讲其中一个人他的名字是 Steve.
Steve is very, very prophetic.
他是一个非常有先知性恩赐的人。
He does prophetic teaching and training.
所以他做很多先知性的训练 和这个先知性的课程。
But he's also an artist.
但是他也是位艺术家。
He makes movies.
他是制这个电影。
He directs and writes television shows.
然后呢，他也就是写这些剧本。
And he's always sharing the gospel with Hollywood celebrities.
然后他就是一直对这些好莱坞的明星向他们传福音。
About 6 years ago, I called him up on the phone one day.
大概六年前呢，我就给他打电话。
And he said, I'll call you back in 15 minutes.
他就说我15分钟以后再打给你。
He said, I'm giving a prophetic word to Will Smith right now.
他说因为我现在在给这个 Will Smith 一个大明星来。
So I just hung up the phone because that's just typical with Steve.
就是来给他一个先知性的话语啊，但是我就挂了，因为他就是经常是这样。
But I want to tell you about when I first met Steve.
但是我想跟你讲我第一次见到他的时候。
It was about 30 years ago.
大概30年前。
Steve had been saved for 2 weeks.
那个时候他才进入两周。
He was 18 years old.
18岁。
He had been doing cocaine and crystal meth for about 8 years.
然后那个时候但是18岁他已经吸冰毒 和这个 cocaine 八年了。
He had done so much crystal meth, he had fried part of his brain cells.
然后他就是他这个冰毒他吸过多，然后导致他的这个脑子里面一半都已经有问题。
And he came up to me before church on a Sunday morning.
然后他有一次主日就来到我的面前。
And he said, "Hey, I got saved here 2 weeks ago."
他就说我这个两周前信主了。
And he said, "I hear you talking about reading the Bible and studying the Bible."
他说我听你讲到说要读圣经，然后参考学习圣经。
He said, "I've done so many drugs, I can't keep two thoughts together."
他说我真是吸过太多的毒品，我没有办法连两个想法都不能放在一起。
He said, I try reading the Bible, I just can't keep a thought.
他说但是我就试着读圣经但是没有办法明白任何的东西。
He said, I fried too many brain cells.
他说因为就是我就把很多的这个脑细胞全都毁了。
Our church met in a YMCA building.
然后我们的教会呢就是在一个
青年使命团的。And when we had to do serious ministry, we would take people into the kitchen.
一个房间里面，所以当我们要做一个很特别的服事的时候，我们就把他们带到厨房。
That's where we did the big miracles and the deliverance in the kitchen. Things good. We cook things up.
所以我们就去这个厨房，每次我们要做一个很大的神迹的时候，我们把他们带到厨房。
So I grabbed two guys and I said to Steve, "Come with me. We're going into the kitchen."
所以我就带了我的两个同工一起说 ，Steve， 来，我们去厨房吧。
And we laid hands on his head.
然后我们就按手在他的头上。
And I said, Holy Spirit, would you please begin to renew and heal his brain cells?
然后我们就来说，圣灵啊，可以现在来进入他的整个的头，然后来医治他的脑细胞。
Now, I know you're going to think I'm lying.
我知道你可能会以为我在说谎。
But this is the truth. I'm not preaching to you.
但真的是这样。
Anyway, so as we began to lay hands on Steve and pray for him for healing,
所以呢，当我们按手在 Steve 的头上，然后我们来祷告他的医治的时候，
you could audibly hear a sound coming out of his head.
就是你可以听到从他的脑子里发出真的声音。
And it sounded exactly like pouring milk over Rice Krispies.
所以听起来就像把牛奶倒在那样的一种饼干的上面的声音一样。
There was a snapping, a crackling, and a pop.
然后就是有点像把这个牛奶倒在沙琪玛上面，是一种有这样的有东西裂开，然后又合起来的声音。
And I believe the Lord was literally rewiring the fried synapses and cells of his brain.
所以呢，我就相信神就是在那个时候让他的脑中所有的这些神经重新的来组合。
Eric here is very smart, so I'm not going to pray for him. He came up with some mathematical formula that's going to affect nations, and so I'm not praying for you.
So 那个人就得到了医治。
You can pray for me. But from that time on,
所以从那以后呢,
Steve was not just able to start reading the Bible,He just went on fire in evangelism.
所以 Steve 他就不仅仅只是停留在读圣经，而他真的是火热的来传福音。
And then he began to move in prophecy and healing.
然后他就进入到这样的一个先知性的一个服事。
My wife and I mentored him for about 7 or 8 years.
然后我和我的太太就这样的来带领他大概七八年。
And God has used him powerfully all over the world.
然后神就让他真是大能的在各地服事。
But when you first met Steve, you looked at this guy and you said, man, you've just ruined your life, buddy.
但是呢，你真的是第一次看到 Steve 的时候，你会觉得说，哎，你天哪，你真的是把自己都毁了。
But you see, the kingdom business is the business of giving people beauty,For ashes.
但是你要知道，神的国的原则就是要把这些灰尘转化为美丽。
But Steve had this childlike faith.
但是 Steve 他真的有一个像孩子一样的信心。
That nothing was impossible for God.
就是在神没有任何事情是不可能的。
Transformed people transform people.
就是被转变的人可以来转变别人。
And sometimes that transformation comes through a touch of the Holy Spirit.
而很多时候这些转变是初始于圣灵对你的一个触摸。
Like with healing or prophecy.
就好像是医治或者是预言。
Paul said in 2 Corinthians 3 that we go from glory to glory and we're transformed by that glory.
然后保罗就说我们是要从荣耀到荣耀，然后我们还是被这样的荣耀里面改变。
And I love meetings like last night.
所以我就很喜欢像昨天晚上这样的聚集。
Where the Holy Spirit is just landing upon people.
当圣灵他亲自来到每一个人的身
上。I've talked to several people that were here in the meeting last night.
我对昨晚有几个在我们中间的人讲。
They just felt the presence and the power coming over them.
然后我们都觉得就是神的灵他神的同在降在他们的身上。
Change can happen, healings can happen, faith can be imparted.
当这些事情发生的时候，转变就可以发生，这个医治就可以发生。
But I want to say to you that's only one side of the coin.
但是我想告诉你，这只是这个硬币的一面。
The other side of the coin is your mindset being renewed with the word of God, the promises of God, the ways of God.
但是这个硬币的另外一面就是你的心思意念需要转变，然后你要明白神的道路，他的想法。
Because I've over the years, there's many churches I go to once a year or every other year.
因为呢就是有很多的教会呢我是每一年都去他们的那里。
And sometimes I recognize people.
然后我去到这些教会的时候就有一些人。
Of a year ago or 2 years ago having a very powerful encounter with the presence of the Lord.
可能一年或者两年之前他们与神有一个很大能力的相遇。
But as I talk with them, I find out that really not much has changed in their life.
但是当这样一两年过了以后，再与他们讲话的时候，却发现他们的生命中好像没有很多的改变。
And they'll say, "Oh, that was a great experience I had in that conference 2 years ago."
但是他会说啊，这两年前的这样一个聚会，我真的是一个很好的经历。
But you see, everything Jesus releases into your life is to help bring us.Into being conformed into His image.
但是你要知道，就是耶稣他给我们所有释放他这样的能力在我们的生命中的时候，是为了让我们可以更越来越像他的形象。
God loves us just the way we are.
因为
God loves us just the way we are.
因为神他就是照着我们的本相来爱我们。
But He loves us too much to leave us the way we are.
但是又正是因为他这样的爱我们，他不要。
And so Jesus said, "By this is my Father glorified that you bear much fruit."
Because Jesus 说就是说，你让父得荣耀，你也要就是结出果子来。
And it's not enough that we have encounters with God. That is vitally important.
就是说呢，是非常重要，确实我们要与主有相遇。
But we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds to look at life differently.
但是呢，我们不仅仅只能停留在这样的相遇，而我们要心思意念要来更新。
Passing through the valley of Baca,
就是来经过流泪谷。
The people of God, they take it from a place of desolation into a place of fruitfulness.
然后让这些人呢，就可以从这样一个荒地进入到一个秋雨之福。盖满了全谷的地方。
In the 80s, I did a lot of ministry in Nigeria.
在80年代，我在 Nigeria 这个国家呢，做了很多服事。
And I did a conference, one year in the city of Aba, Nigeria.
有一年呢，我就在阿坝这个城市做了一个特会。
One afternoon, we had one afternoon free.
我们有一天下午是没有安排任何事情。
And the pastors took me to a museum near Aba.
那这些牧者呢，他们就带我到那里附近的一个博物馆。
A three-story building.
是有三层楼。
It was a museum dedicated to all the slaves that had been taken from Nigeria.
这个博物馆呢，它就是是为了这些所有从 Nigeria 这个国家被带出去作为奴隶的人。
And there were testimonies.
就有很多的见证
pictures and artifacts from the slave trade
很多的照片很多的一些物证来讲就是他们这样的一个奴隶的
a testimony to the misery that many Nigerians had suffered
就是证明了很多的这些Nigerian 他们这些人呢所受苦受的
being taken away from family and friends
从被他们的家庭和他们的朋友被
Separated from a husband or wife, separated from children.
与他们的妻子、与他们的丈夫和孩子离开。
The terrible journey across the Atlantic in the bottom of a boat.
然后呢，就是要跨过这个大西洋，而且是在一个船底非常非常不人性化的一个地方。
Many of them died on those journeys across the ocean.
很多人他们在跨过大西洋的时候，在船上就死了。
And then a life lived in slavery.
然后呢，即使那些可以到岸的这些人呢，他们也是
一生。And we toured this whole museum.
一生作为奴隶。我们。
And then we went into one room on the third floor.
然后我们就参观整个的博物馆，然后我们到了三层楼。
And that room was unique.
有一个房间很特别。
Because that room celebrated the life of a man who was a Caucasian.
因为在这个第三层楼呢，他们却是要来来这个庆祝一个白人的生命。
It was the only place in the whole museum where they celebrated the life of a Caucasian.
就是在整个博物馆里面唯一一处，他们庆祝了一个白人的生命。
And that man was William Wilberforce.
这个人呢，就是William Wilberforce.
He was an Englishman.
是一位英国人。
That as a young man, God got hold of him.
就是在他是还是年轻的时候，神抓住了他的心。
And God put a burning vision in his heart.
神在他的心里面燃烧着一个意象。
To make the slave trade in England illegal.
就是让这个奴隶的条约在英国可以变成不合法。
It was a very unpopular stance.
因为他的这样的一个举措是很多人都不愿意看到的。
Because 250 years ago,
因为在250年前
,225 years ago,
225年前
,much of Britain's economy was dependent upon the slave trade.
英国的经济是很非常需要依靠这些奴隶的。
There was a triangle.
因为是有一个三角区。
Ships would leave Liverpool and come down the Atlantic Ocean to Nigeria.
然后就是这个船呢会从英国这样下到 Nigeria.
They would cross the Atlantic.
然后越过大西洋。
To South America, the Caribbean, to the United States, and they would sell the slaves.
然后去到这个加勒比区，然后去到美国，去到南美。
They would buy cotton from America,
然后他们就把这些奴隶卖给他们，然后买来
and bring it back to Liverpool to the cotton mills.
然后买来棉花，再把这些棉花带回到英国。
A huge part of the economy in England was dependent on the slave trade.
英国的很大的经济很大一部分是来依靠这样的一个奴隶的一个生意。
And even people who disagreed with the slave trade would not speak up against it.
然后甚至那一些他们对这样的做法觉得不满的这些人呢，他们也
But God put a burning vision in this young man to do something about it.
他们也没有办法说出来，但是神在这个年轻人中，神给他有一个火热的这样的一个意象。
And together with a small group of people,
然后呢，就是跟着很多很多人。
God raised him up.
神就是和一些一小群人神兴起他。
And the impossible happened.
然后这样不可能的发生的事就变成。
In 1807, he managed to get a law passed that made the slave trade for Britain illegal.
所以在1807年，他就终于可以达成让在英国作为奴隶的这样的有关奴隶的生意是让他变他不合法。
And it is so easy to look at the problems in our culture today.
所以呢，在我们的文化中，很多时候也可以很容易的只是看到这些问题。
And say, well, it's just so difficult, but God loves us, He'll take care of us.
然后只是说，哦，因为这实在是太不可能了，所以但是神还是爱我们，所以他就是要来关照我们。
No, God wants to do so much more than that.
不是的，因为神要你做的是真的是更多。
I believe there's three levels of faith God calls a Christian to.
因为我相信神呼召我们基督徒有三种的信心。
The first level of faith I call Lamb of God faith.
三层的信心，第一层就是我要是说的是神的羔羊的信心。
And it's the revelation that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who gave His life on the cross for us.
就是这样的一个启示，知道耶稣基督他是神的羔羊，而且他死在十字架上为了我们。
And that Lamb of God faith brings you into the kingdom of God.
而神的羔羊也是可以带领我们进入他的国度。
But there's a second level of faith God calls us to grow into.
但是神让我们可以进入他的第二层的信心。
I call that Jehovah Jireh faith.
我就是讲到就是说这个耶和华喜乐的信心。
Jehovah Jireh is the name of God in Hebrew that means He will provide.
就是耶和华他必预备。
And as we go through life with the Jehovah Jireh faith,
就是所以当我们要进入这样的一个信心的时候，
we realize that God will provide, He will take care of us.
因为我们就知道他真的是要来预备，而且他要照料我们。
But there's a third level of faith God calls us to grow into.
但是神要让我们可以进入他的第三层的信心。
I call that the lion of the tribe of Judah faith.
我就管它叫做是犹大的狮子的信心。
And it's the revelation that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
就是耶稣他是万主之主，万王之王。
And the nations will be given to him as an inheritance.
然后列国都要给他作为产业。
And we are not here just to be blessed.
所以我们在这里不只是被祝福。
We are here to be filled up with so much of his goodness that we can't help but give it away.
我们来到这里真的是要来充满他的美善，我们没有办法，必须要给出去。
And as we look look at the problems in our culture,
所以当我们看到我们这个我们文化中间今天的问题的时候，
there is no more time for the church to say, well, God will bless us, but you know,Jesus is coming back.
我们没有办法再说说哦，神要来祝福我们，然后耶稣要快来了。
We've got to rise up in that lion of the tribe of Judah faith.
我们必须要兴起在这样的一个犹大的狮子的信心的里面。
And enter into what the apostle Paul said in Romans 8.
我们要进入使徒保罗在罗马书第八章所说的。
That we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus.
就是我们在主中要胜中还要得胜，得胜有余。
We are more than conquerors in Christ
得胜有余。
I do a lot of ministry in England every year.
我在英国做了很多的服事。
A lot of pastors who are friends of mine.
很多的牧者他是我的朋友。
And I was sitting down for lunch after a Sunday morning meeting with a friend of mine I've known for 20 years.
然后有一次呢是和我20年的一个牧师朋友我们在吃早餐。
He said, Mark, I have a question for you.
他说 ,Mark, 我对你有一个问题。
Paul said that we're more than conquerors.
保罗说我们是大过那个得胜者。
He said, what do you think that means?
你觉得是什么意思
I thought, I don't know.
我就想说我不知道。
And we talked about it throughout lunch.
然后我们就在这个这午餐的时候一直讲。
And we said a bunch of things.
我们说了很多事。
But none of it really sounded good to me.
但是我觉得好像都不太对。
So I meditated on this for 3 weeks.
然后我在之后的三周我就一直默想这些经文。
And I began to think this.
我就开始想到。
A more than conqueror.
一个大过于只是得胜者
is someone who by the grace of God has overcome their biggest problems
就是呢某这样的一个人他已经借着神的恩典他已经胜过了他最大的问题
and now they are helping other people overcome that same problem
而他现在因为胜过在自己生命中胜过了他就要帮助其他人也可以胜过
that we go from being takers to being givers.
所以我们就可以成为一个领受从领受的人变成一个给出去的人。
That we realize this vital kingdom secret that it is better to give than it is to receive.
所以呢就是让我们可以真正明白在神的国里面的一个秘密就是施比受更有福。
It is better to serve than it is to be served.
是一个服侍人的人是比被服侍更有福。
Why?
为什么？
Because that's what our Heavenly Father is like.
因为我们的父神就是这样。
God so loved that He gave His only Son.
神真的爱世人，他将他的独生爱子赐给我们。
And if we say that we love one another,
所以如果当我们说我们彼此相爱的时候，
and if we say that we love this city,
当我们说如果我们真的爱温哥华的时候，
we've got to start being givers and not just takers.
我们真的需要成为施的人，而不只是领受的人。
Kingdom living is in the giving.
就是作为一个在神国度中间的一种活法，就是要给出去。
In the natural, there's seasons.
在自然界有季节。
But in the spiritual realm, there's seasons as well.
但是在属灵界一样的也是有季节。
And sometimes the seasons in the spirit last a lot longer than the seasons in the natural.
所以很多时候呢，在属灵的这个一个季节的长度会比在自然界会更长。
Vancouver is coming into a spiritual springtime.
因为温哥华要进入一个属灵的春季。
I'm not saying the harvest is here right now.
我不是说这个收割现在就要来。
But it's time to start sowing seeds.
但是现在却是一个播种的时刻。
It's time to start saying, "Here am I, God."
现在是说神啊，我在这里的时刻。
Send me, use me.
主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。
It's time for a new move of prayer in Vancouver.
现在是在温哥华有一个新的祷告运动的时刻。
To start sowing prophetic seeds.
可以开始来种先知性的种子。
It's time for a new move of creative prophetic artistry to rise up in Vancouver.
现在也是在温哥华一个创造性的、创意性的这样的一个运动要发生的时刻。
30 years ago, Vancouver was touching the world with worship songs.
30年前，温哥华以他们的敬拜的歌曲来触摸了全世界。
It's time for that to happen again.
现在是要再一次发生的时刻。
It's time for a new song to rise up in the Spirit of the Lord.
现在是要新歌在圣灵的里面兴起的时候。
I want to close with this Just a few more things before we go into prayer.
我想要在祷告之前以这几件事结束。
In verse 10 of Psalm 84,
在诗篇84篇第十节讲到
David said, for one day in your courts is better than a thousand outside.
大卫说在你的院宇住一日胜似在别处住千日。
I would rather stand at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
That unfortunately, we're not called to spend all of our time up on the mountain.
不幸的是，我们不是神让我们所有的时间都是在山上。
But like Moses, when we go up the mountain and we gaze upon the glory of God,
但是就好像摩西一样，当他登上山看到神的荣美的时候，
we can bring that down,
我们就可以把它带下来，
and impact everyone around us,
然后来影响我们周围的人。
This is where the life is,
这就是生命所在的地方。
Gazing upon Jesus,
可以来定睛仰望神。
But then as we take what he gives us in worship and prayer and communion,
然后呢，在我们敬拜，然后与他相交之后，我们把他给我们的这些东西，我们在给出去的时候，
we put ourselves in that place of divine multiplication.
我们就把我们放在了这样的一个神圣的一个倍增的里面。
Verse 11,
在十一节讲到
，The Lord God is a sun and a shield.
因为耶和华是日头，是盾牌。
The Lord gives grace and glory.
要赐下恩惠和荣耀。
No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些。
O Lord of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in you.
行动正直的人，万军之耶和华，倚靠你的人变为有福。
In the days of Solomon, the greatest king of Israel's history.
在所罗门的日子，所罗门也是所有的列王中最伟大的一位。
He had 200 large shields made out of gold.
他那个时候有大概做了200个用金做的盾牌。
And 600 smaller shields made out of gold.
还有六百
300 smaller shields.
还有300个小一些的这样用金子做的盾牌。
And Hebrew historians say that they would take those out into battle.
希伯来的历史学家说他们会拿着这些金造的盾牌出去战争。
And they would try to position themselves.They would try to position themselves against their enemies.
然后他们就用这些金牌呢，他们想要来抵挡他们的仇敌。
So the sun was shining towards the Hebrews.
然后他们就是要站立在这样的一个方向，就是让太阳。
And they would hold up those pure golden shields, and it would be a blinding light in the face of the enemy.
让太阳可以照到这个金牌上呢，这样可以反光反到敌人的眼睛里。
But after Solomon.
但是在所罗门之后。
There was one of his sons was king.
其中他的一个儿子成为
国王。Rehoboam. Rehoboam.
就是这个叫什么
？Rehoboam. It's okay.
Okay, Rehoboam.
I can't even say it. And Rehoboam did not walk in the ways of Solomon.
但是呢，他没有按照所罗门所做的。
He didn't worship God.
他没有敬拜神。
And those gold shields were taken from him.
然后这些金牌呢也就被拿走。
So you know what he did?
你知道他做了什么吗
？He made shields out of bronze.
他就用铜做了牌，金牌。
Bronze will reflect, but not very well.
但是这个铜呢，它也反光，但是没有金子反光的好。
You and I are called.To reflect and to radiate the glory of God.
因为你和我，我们就是被呼召要来反神他的光，他的荣耀。
His glory is his very nature.
因为神的荣耀就是他的本性。
When God said to Abraham or God said to Moses, "I'll show you my glory."
当主对摩西说，我愿意彰显给你我的荣耀。
He said, "I, the Lord."
他说我。
I am a God of compassion and grace.
我是充满怜悯和恩典的神。
Abounding in loving kindness and truth.
我在外面满有怜悯真理。
And when we in our lives reflect the nature of God.
那我们的生命也是要来反射像神他的性情。
Compassion, kindness.
这样的怜悯恩慈。
Integrity.
正直。
The blinding light of His presence it blinds the enemy.
就是这样可以来让我们可以反射神的光来让仇敌瞎眼。
But those shields of bronze.
但是如果是一个铜牌。
Programs and structures.
Keep going.
Programs and structures.
Okay, 这个铜牌呢，它就是
If that's all we've got to show,
如果你只能是给看到这个铜牌
it doesn't have much power in it.
如果这个铜牌就好像我们教会中只是这样的一个日程，然后我们自己所定的。
We need structure in the body of Christ.
当然我们在基督的身体里面，我们也要有秩序。
But we're not here to serve structure.
要有规格，但是我们不是来服侍这样的一个规格。而规格是要来服侍我们的。
So there's a people.
所以作为
we can know the height, the width, the breadth, the depth of the love of God.
所以我们真的是要知道神的爱它的长阔高深。
And everywhere we go,
我们所去的每一个地方
in our neighborhoods,
在我们的邻舍
in our jobs,
在我们的工作
in our schools,
在我们的学校
our communities,
在我们的社区
We reflect the wonder of who Jesus is.
我们真的是要来反射、照射出神他的美好。
It's like what Saint Francis of Assisi said.
就好像 Saint Francis 他在说。
He said, "Evangelize always."
他说永远都要传福音。
And when necessary, use words.
但是呢，只有在必要的时刻才要用你的话。
You see, the messenger is the message.
你要知道那个传达的信息是传信息的人。
The teacher is the teaching.
这个所要讲的教授的而是这个教导的人。
The prophet is the prophecy.
这个先知他本身就是预言。
It's not just what we say, it's who we are that impacts people.
不是我们要说什么，而是我们自己本身是可以来去影响别人的。
Are you still alive?
你还活着吗?
Aren't you glad Jesus never said you need a mountain of faith to move a mustard seed of a problem?
你是不是很开心？不是说要有大山的信心才能挪动一个芥菜种。
He said, "If you've just got a little bit of a faith,"
因为但是他说只是要芥菜种的信心。
You can move a mountain of a problem.
但是你就没问题可以挪开大山。
I'll tell you one last testimony before we pray.
我们在祷告前最后给你们讲一个见证。
This happened, about 6 years ago at a church in California.
大概在六年前，一个加州的教会。
Man, that I used to know years and years ago.
我大概认识一个人很多年前。
But I hadn't seen him for 15 years.
大概15年前没有见到他。
He came to a conference I was speaking at.
他来到一个我要讲的，他来到我的一个特会。
He went to a different church.
他是去的另外一间教会。
He used to be a carpenter. He used to work construction.
他以前是个木匠。
But he had broken his back.
但是呢，他也是他的后背骨折。
And when the surgeons went to operate on him,
然后在这个他做手术的时候
，they made a mistake.
他们却这个做手术的医
生 ，and they cut through his spinal column.
做了一个错误，就他把他的这个整个脊椎给切开了。
When he came up out of the operation, they said, "We're sorry, you're never going to walk again."
然后这个手术做完以后，他们就说对不起，你可能永远不能走了。
And so he heard I was speaking at a conference, and he came to the meeting.
所以他听说我在办特会，所以他就来了这个聚集。
His name is Jimmy.
他名字叫 Jimmy.
And I said, "Jimmy, you know, God the Father loves you."
我就说 ，Jimmy， 父神真的爱你。
You need to be open to Him healing you someday.
就是你要真的是要来敞开心，让他来医治你。
In Jimmy's church, they don't seek God for miracles very much.
因为在他的教会呢，是没有他们没有追求神的医治。
And Jimmy said, "Well, Mark." That would be nice.
Jimmy 就说哦 ，Mark， 这如果真能这样，当然很好。
But God just takes such good care of me. I don't know if I need to walk again.
但是就是神真的很照顾我，我也不知道我需不需要再一次的行走。
I said, Jimmy, it doesn't matter what you need. We're talking about the love of the Father here. It's extravagant.
所以然后我就跟他说 ，Jimmy 不是在乎于你需不需要走路，而是在乎父神他对你那样的爱是真的是我们是讲到他的爱。
And I said, just be open to the Lord healing you someday.
我就是说呢，所以你就是真的是要敞开，愿意来接受他有一天可能会来医治。
So Jimmy stayed for the meeting.
所以呢 ，Jimmy 他就留在了我们的特会。
And I said, "Lord, if you give me a word to pray for people with severed spinal columns, I'm going to pray for Jimmy."
所以我就是跟主说，主啊，如果你要是给我一个话语，让我为这样的一个脊椎被 撕裂被裂开的这样的人祷告我就一定要为他祷告
But the Lord didn't give me that word.
但是主却没有给我这样的话
But now it's late, about 10:30, 11 o'clock, we're still praying for people.
大概十点半十一点半已经进入深夜了我们还在为人祷告
And one of the pastors came to me.
其中有一个牧师来到我面前
He knew Jimmy a little bit.
他认识 Jimmy 这个人
And he said, Mark, would you just go with me? Let's just pray for God to bless his life.
他就跟我说说 Mark, 你可不可以跟我一起来到他的面前我们就是要来祝福他。
So it's like he's down here in his wheelchair.
所以他就在那边坐在他的轮椅上。
His grown son and his daughter-in-law and some friends from his church were with him.
所以呢他就已经长大成人的儿子还有他的儿媳还有一些他的朋友都在他旁边。
And I began to pray for a revelation of the father heart of God.
然后我就来为他祷告就是要让父神的心来开启在他的里
面。Jimmy was always a very strong, tough guy.
因为 Jimmy 他一直是一个很强的人。
But now he's beginning to weep.
然后但是那个时候他就开始哭泣。
And I thought, Hallelujah, this is a miracle.
我想说 Hallelujah, 这就是个神迹。
And as I'm praying for Jimmy,
在我在为他祷告的时候
got my hands on his head.
然后我就按手在他的头上。
All of us are gathered around him.
我们所有的人都在他周围。
I felt my attention just drawn like right to that corner over there.
然后我就突然觉得我的这个注意力就在跑到那个角上去了。
And I saw something amazing.
然后我就看到一个很奇特奇妙的事。
I saw a vision of Jesus.
我就看到了耶稣。
It's always amazing when Jesus shows up in church meetings.
就是在耶稣如果来到教会真的是一件很奇妙的事。
He's not always welcome, so it's surprising sometimes when he shows up.
因为耶稣并不是在所有时候他都被欢迎所以当他出现的时候我真的很惊讶。
I'm joking with you.
好了只是开个玩笑而已。
And as I'm watching in this vision,
所以我在我看这样的一个意象的时候
Jesus walked right up to Jimmy,
耶稣他就一直走到 Jimmy 面前
bends over and kisses him in the forehead.
然后他就这样下来弯下来然后亲他的额头
And then the vision lifted.
然后这意象就完了
I shared the vision with Jimmy.
我就把这个意象跟 Jimmy 讲
I said, Jimmy, the kiss of God is coming to you tonight.
我说 Jimmy, 神要亲吻你
And he says,What does that mean?
他说这什么意思
I said, I don't know, but it's good.
我说我不知道但是反正是好事就对了。
And then I remember this, just like yesterday, a man comes and gets me and says, Mark, we've actually brought my teenage daughter here from the hospital for you to pray for her.
然后那个时候我就想起有一个男人他也带过来他说 Mark, 我把我的女儿她是本来在
She's got infected kidneys.
本来在医院我把她带过来因为她的肾是有问题。
And so we're over praying for this teenage girl with infected kidneys.
所以我们就在为这位女孩她这个肾来祷告。
She can't even move like this without pain.
就是她都这样动都不行因为都会很痛。
And after we prayed for a few minutes, she's jumping up and down, all the pain's gone.
但是我们在祷告几分钟之后他就居然跳上跳下因为没有任何的疼痛所以我们就很兴奋
But, while we're excited about this one of the other pastors keeps poking me on the shoulder
但是当我们在兴奋的时候就另外一位牧师他就一直来这样
And I said what
我说怎么了
And he says you know the man you were praying for in the wheelchair
他说你知道就是那位坐在轮椅上为他祷告的那个人我说怎么了
He said he's up walking.
他说他站起来走了。
And I look in the back of the room and he's walking.
我回去看他居然开始走路。
So I go running over there. I said, Jimmy, what's happening?
我就跑过去，我就说 Jimmy 发生了什么
？He said I'm walking.
他说我走路了开始。
I said no kidding.
我说啊，我
Thank you very much.
谢谢你告诉我。
I said what happened to you?
我说但是发生了什么呢
？And he said.When you shared about Jesus kissing me on the forehead,
他说当你来分享耶稣亲吻我额头的时候
he said I've had no feeling in my legs or feet for 5 years now.
他说我大概五年来就是我的腿我的脚没有知觉了
But he said, I could feel my feet again.
他说我突然间开始感觉到我的脚
and when everybody walked away,
当所有人离开的时候
I could feel my atrophied muscles in my legs coming back.
然后我突然就开始感觉到我已经萎缩了的这个腿部的肌肉开始回来。
His son used to do massage therapy on his legs to help the circulation, and he said to his son, "Put your hands on my legs."
因为他的儿子呢，就是以前一直帮助他在他萎缩的这个肌肉，然后来按摩可以让他血液循环。他就对他说，儿子，你把你的手放在我的腿上。
And he said, "Dad, your muscles have come back."
他就说，爸爸，你居然 然你的肌肉回来了。
And he said, I think I can walk.
他说我觉得我可能可以走。
And by the time I got to him, he'd already walked twice around the room.
所以当我去见到他的时候，他已经在整个房间里走了两圈。
So his wife was at home with his daughter.
所以呢，他的那个时候，他的太太还在家里。
I said, call your wife, tell her.
我就跟他说，你要赶紧打电话给你的太太。
He said, no, I want to surprise her.
他说不，我要。
He drives home.
让他惊讶一下，所以他就回家。
Special truck.
是一个特别的一个卡车。
He calls his wife at 11:30 at night.
他十一点半给他太太打电话。
He said, "Wake up our seven-year-old daughter. Bring her out to the front porch."
他就说让把我们的这个七岁的女儿叫醒，然后把她带到前面来。
His wife says, "Why should I wake her up?"
他太太说为什么要把她叫起来？
And he said, "I've got a surprise."
他说我有一个惊喜给你。
And we have a video testimony of Jimmy on our website.
然后呢，在我们的这个网站上，我们有 Jimmy 他的见证。
And Jimmy said when he got out of the truck，
他说当他走出这个卡车的时候
，and walked up the driveway，
他走到这个
，his daughter who he had not been able to pick up for 5 years ran down the driveway and jumped in his arms。
然后他这个七岁的女儿，他就跑到他面前。
He said it's the best hug a father has ever had。
跑到他的怀中，他就说：“这是我见到过父亲最好的拥抱。”
The next day，
第二天
，without an appointment，
没有任何的预约
，he walked into his neurologist office。
他就跑去到他的那个神经科大夫。
The receptionist is looking at him like，
然后那个前台的人就这样
瞪大眼睛看着他，
他就这样走到医生面前。
You know, doctors are trained to be stoic and controlled.
你知道医生就是要那种面部僵硬。
And he said his doctor looked at him and began to weep.
他就说他看到这个医生，然后医生看见他就开始流眼泪。
His doctor got up and began to hug him.
然后这个医生他就起来来拥抱他。
When is the last time a doctor ever hugged you?
上一次你的医生拥抱你是在什么时候？
His doctor said, "Jimmy, what's happened?"
他的医生就对他讲说 ，Jimmy， 发生了什么
？And he said, "Jesus healed me last night."
他说，耶稣在昨晚医治了我。
His doctor immediately had him take X-rays.
然后这个医生就马上让他做了 X 光。
And they hang up the before and after X-rays.
然后他们就把这个之前和之后的这个 X 光照片拿出来做对比。
Here is a real amazing thing.
就是一个真正很奇妙的事。
The after X-rays.
在之后的就是发生奇迹之后这样的 X 光。
And still more recent X-rays.
还有最近的这样的一些 X 光。
They still show a severed spinal column.
Wow, 还是能看到就是他的脊椎骨是裂开的。
It is an absolute impossibility for that man to be walking.
所以就是说他走路是一件完全不
可能的事。But he's been walking for 5 years now.
但他现在已经走了五年了。
He now goes to my church in San Diego.
现在来我的教会在圣地亚哥。
The neurologist called in his two partners.
然后这个神经学家他就找了他的两个合作伙伴。
And he said, "Look at these two sets, this set of X-rays."
他们说你看看这些 X 光片。
And he said, "What do you think about these X-rays?"
你觉得是怎么样
？They looked at and said, "Well, whoever these X-rays belong to, they're never going to walk again."
他们看到就说没有什么特别，就是反正这个人不能走了嘛。
And the doctor said, "Well, let me introduce to you the man that these X-rays belong to." And Jimmy is standing right there in the back of the room.
然后他就对这两位说，让我来介绍这个 X 光照 X 光的这个人。那个人他就站在这个房间。
I tell you this last story for two reasons.
我在跟你讲这最后一个故事是有两个原因。
Number one, Jimmy did not have a mountain of faith.
第一呢，就是 Jimmy 他。没有一个大山般的信心。
But he did have a mustard seed.
但是他有一个芥菜种般的信心。
He was at the right place at the right time.
因为他在对的时间，在了对的时刻。
And number two,
对的地点，第二个。
God did not heal him because Jimmy needed a healing.
神没有医治他，因为他需要被医治。
He had already been given millions of dollars from the lawsuit.
因为呢，就是他已经神已经借着这个官司给了他上百万的钱。
He wasn't worried about money.
他不担心财富的问题。
I've never asked Jimmy if he called up the insurance company and told him about the healing.
不知道他有没有给这个保险公司打电话讲他的医治。
But God healed him not because he needed the healing, but because God is a God of compassion and grace.
但是呢，神医治他不是因为他自己觉得需要，而是因为神是一个蛮有怜悯、蛮有恩典的神。
And as I've challenged you tonight,
所以就像我今晚来挑战你的一样
that we're to be men and women who transform.
就是要成为一个被改变过后心意更新而改变的弟兄姐妹。
This is not to put a heavy burden on anybody.
不是要给你一个重担。
But that we might know.
但是呢，就是我们要知道。
This what Jesus said.
耶稣所说的。
It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
就是父神他要把他的国赐给你们。
It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
是父他要把他的国赐给你们，是他所喜悦。
So let's stand.
让我们一同起立。
Turn to the person next to you and say, "You're in the right place tonight."
可以跟你旁边的人讲说，你今天是在一个对的地点，你来对了今天。
Can I have the keyboard player come up?There is many of you that you want to be used by God in a new way.
你们中间很多人想要神使用你们在新的层面。
I pray that for myself all the time.
我经常这样为我自己祷告。
Maybe you've been serving God for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years.
可能已经服侍神5年、10年甚至使我20、30年了。
Maybe God's used you for radical things in the past.
可能神在过去是大大的使用你。
Here's God's promise.
但是这是神的应许。
Matthew 25, verse 29.
在马太福音25章29节。
To those who have...
就是那些有的
more shall be given,
要给你更多
and they shall have an abundance.
然后你们要丰富有余
If you want the abundance of what God has for you,
如果你想要得到神给你的是丰富的话
just lift your hands up,
请你举手
right now, and just say after me, Father God,
就跟我说父神
I believe,
我相信
that Jesus,
耶稣
the Lamb of God,
神的羔羊
gave his life for me.
让他自己给我
He was resurrected.
他重生
He is at your right hand.
他在神的右边
Being worshipped by the angels.
而众天使敬拜他
And I believe.
我相信
You will meet my every need.
你会来完成我所有的
You are Jehovah Jireh.
主要因为你是耶和华供应
The God who will meet my every need.
主啊，你供应我所有的需求。
But I believe.
我相信。
Jesus, you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
你也是犹大的狮子。
You are the King of kings and Lord of lords.
主万王之王，万主之主。
Nothing is impossible for you.
没有任何事情在你里面是不可能的。
Nothing is impossible for you.
没有任何事是不可能的。
And we say, Here are we, Lord.
我们说，主啊，我们在这里。
Here are we.
我们在这里。
In your grace.
在你的恩典中。
In your ability.
在你的能力中。
In your fire.
在你的火焰中。
And in your compassion.
在你的怜悯中。
In your boldness.
在你的刚强中。
But in your mercy.
在你的怜悯中。
Send me.
差遣我吧。
Send me.
差遣我。
Just say that to the Lord now.
要对主自己这样说
Say, send me to the city of Vancouver.
差遣我到温哥华
Some of you need to say, Lord, send me to the nations.
可能有些人要讲说差遣我到列国
Now say, Holy Spirit.
说圣灵
Would you anoint me fresh tonight?
可不可以重新来膏用你的膏油膏我
To heal broken hearts.
来医治破碎的心灵
Set captives free.
使被掳的得释放
to bring the prisoners out of the dungeons
是把这些被掳的人从监狱里出来
just close your eyes and let the spirit of Lord come upon you if you want to speak out to the Lord feel free to speak out to the Lord
如果你想要对主讲话请你自己来对主讲话
just call out to the Lord
请你来向他呼求
say here am I Jesus
说主啊耶稣我在这里
Send me.
差遣我。
Say, Lord, would you give me a fresh Pentecost tonight?
主啊，如果你今晚给我一个新的五旬节。
Give me a fresh Pentecost tonight. 给
我新鲜的五旬节。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，请你来。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，请你来。
Let your fire be released in this place.
是你的火从这里释放出去。
Let your fire be released in this place.
你的火从这里释放。
Let your fire be released.
你的火从这里释放。
Let your fire be released in this place.
愿你的火焰释放。
Let your fire be released.
你的火焰。
Fire be released in the name of Jesus.
你的火焰。
Let your fire be released in the name of Jesus. For the city of Vancouver, Lord.
主啊，为了温哥华。
Let your fire be released in this place.
让你的火释放。
Let your fire be released. Let your fire be released.
让你的火释放。
Fire be released.
释放你的火焰。
Let your fire be released.
释放你的火焰。
Fire be released.
释放。
Fire be released. Let your fire be released.
释放。
Fresh fire upon this couple here. Fresh fire. Fresh fire.
新鲜的火。
Fresh fire to you, Des. Fresh fire to you.
一个新鲜的火。
Fresh fire to the two of you for the nations.
是为了列国。
I bless a fresh anointing of the gospel for your feet to be anointed to go to the nations.
主祝福，你的脚要走遍列国。
Proclaiming the gospel.
宣告福音。
The good news, the kingdom of God is at hand.
传讲福音，传讲神国的好信息。
Fire to you does in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Father, in the name of Jesus,
奉耶稣的名,
let your miracle power come upon this young man.
愿你神迹的能力。
I rebuke the muteness and I just speak life in the name of Jesus.
主啊，斥责。
Just right where you're at,
就在,
fresh fire,
在你现在地的地方。
Fresh fire right there in the name of Jesus. Fresh fire.
新鲜的火焰。
Fresh fire for South America in the name of Jesus.Fresh fire for the Muslim nations in the name of Jesus. Fresh fire for the Muslim nations. Fresh fire for the Muslim nations.
为了穆斯林的国家。
Fresh fire for the Muslim nations.
新鲜的火焰为了穆斯林的国家。
I bless you to see a harvest.
祝福你。
Of many, many Muslim people.
主我看到收割很多的穆斯林。
Coming into the kingdom of God. Fresh fire.
进入神的国度。
Fresh fire. Fire here.Prophetic fire on you in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Prophetic fire, fire of God upon you right there.
释放你的火焰。
Fire in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣。
Fire, 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 fire. Lori, can you come over and fire, fire of God, fire, fire, fresh fire. Lori, just lay hands on her here.Fire, fire, fire, pray for fire, fire. We're going to pray for miracles in just a few moments.
我们等一下会为
fire, fire
等一下会为疾病祷告
Fire for the nations in the name of Jesus.
为列国的火
Fresh fire,
新鲜的火焰
Fire in the name of Jesus, right there. Fire.Fire of God on your right.
奉耶稣的名，火焰。
We're going to pray for miracles in just a few moments for healing.
我们等一下会为有疾病的祷告。
So if you need healing, just wait a few moments.
所以如果你要是等
fire,
需要医治，请你先等一下。
Fire right there, just wait. Fire, fire, fire. Tomorrow.At 1:30, we're going to be praying for impartation of Pentecost, 1 o'clock, for healings, miracles, prophecy, impartation of the power and gifts of the Holy Spirit.
明天我们会在一点钟的时候为
But what we want to do right now is if you have an incurable disease,
如果你有一个不能现在有不能被治愈的疾病
something that doctors can only treat they cannot heal
就是如果医生他只能是来缓解没有办法完全的医治
it may be a blood disease it may be cancer
有可能是有关血的疾病有可能是癌症
it may be MS
有可能是神经性的疾病
epilepsy
有可能是
epilepsy
什么
发炎阳癫
有可能是癫痫。
If you have an incurable disease that can only be treated, not healed,
如果你有这样的疾病，是医生只能是缓解，没有办法来完全医治的话。
Cancer, hepatitis,
比如说是肝炎
，immune disease,
然后这个immune。
Immune disorder.
所有的免疫方面的系统的问题。
Just come to the front, right up here.
请你到前面来。
And I need all the pastors and ministry team people to please help pray for people.
好，请所有的牧者还有这些服侍团的人，请你们上来为大家祷告。
So if you need a miracle, just close your eyes.
如果你需要神迹奇事的话，请你闭上眼睛。
Hold your hands out to the Lord.
闭上眼睛，把你的手举起来。
But just close your eyes.
闭上眼睛。
And if the pastors here could help move through the crowd and pray for people.
请这里的牧者，你们可以来为他们祷告。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
I speak a release now.
主啊，我宣告一个释放。
Of God's miracle healing power.
主啊，你的这个神迹。
Just close your eyes.Don't worry about who prays for you.
主啊，你不要来管是谁在为你祷告。
Don't worry about who prays for you.
你不要来关心是谁在为你祷告。
Just allow the wings of the Lord to be spread out over you right now.
要允许神他的翅膀膀臂遮盖你。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名宣告医治。
Fire of God on you right there.
圣灵的火在你的身
上。Fire of God on you.
神的火在你的身上
Fire of God on you.
神的火降在你的身上
Healing right here in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名宣告医治
Fire of God on you.
圣灵的火
Holy Spirit, Lord God.
圣灵啊
Let your wings be spread out over this whole crowd.
主啊，愿你展翅
There is healing in your wings. Let the healing wings of the presence of God overshadow you.
哦，主啊，愿
I rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名斥责癌症。
I rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名斥责所有的癌细胞。
And I tell cancerous cells to be burned away in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名把所有的癌细胞要完全焚烧。
I speak to skin cancer.
我来所有的这些皮肤上的癌症。
Stomach cancer.
胃癌。
Cancer in the torso.
在所有身体里面的癌症
And I tell cancerous cells to be burnt away in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名宣告所有的癌细胞在你里面完全的焚烧
I speak healing to neurological diseases now.
我宣告所有的医治在神经里面
I break off epilepsy in the name of Jesus.
砍断奉耶稣的名砍断所有癫痫的症状
I speak healing to your neurological system.
我宣告所有你的里面神经系统的正常
I speak healing in the name of Jesus.
宣告在
people suffer from MS.
所有的神经系统的里面的问题奉耶稣的名完全的医治
I tell the legs and the arms to be strong.
奉耶稣的名，所有的四肢都要健全。
And I tell the motor skills to be returned to your limbs in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名，四肢要可以行动。
Healing. Just pray for as many people as you can. Just move through the crowd. Healing here. Healing.
奉耶稣的名，
Fire of God on you right there.
医治。
Fire of God on you. Fire of God on you.
神的火。
Fire of God on you right there. Fire of God.Fire of God on you right there in the name of Jesus. Can someone stand behind her there? Fire of God on you right there. Healing to you. Healing to you. I speak a release of the miracle power of the Holy Spirit to fill your entire body now. And I speak strength in the name of Jesus. Healing to you right there.Fire of God, I just bless your whole system now to be renewed in the name of Jesus. Who are the people that suffer from fibromyalgia? If you suffer from fibromyalgia, just lift a hand. In the name of Jesus, I speak a release from the spirit of affliction called fibromyalgia.I pull the hooks out of you in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
And I speak strength to your system now.
宣告你的所有的生理系统里面。
I break off the weariness. I break off the weariness.
奉耶稣的名砍断一切。
I break off the weariness. And I speak strength and I command the pain in your back and in your legs to be gone.
我来宣告所有里面的疼痛完全的出去。
I pull out the hooks of the spirit of affliction called fibromyalgia.
奉耶稣的名来除去所有肿瘤。
Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing in the name of right there. Spirit Lord's upon you right there. Healing to that lady with the peach sweater on. Healing to you right there. Healing to you right there in the name of Jesus. Now, let me encourage you, just rest in the Lord.
让我来鼓励你，就是在神里面安息。
Don't worry about who prays for you.
你不要来担心是谁在为你祷告。
Just allow the wings of the Lord to overshadow you right now.
你要来允许神他的翅膀膀臂来遮盖你。
Allow the wings of the Lord to overshadow you. Healing to you right there. Healing to you right there. Healing to you right there in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Healing to you right there in the name of Jesus. Healing.
The Zion family, please go lay hands on others. Those from Zion, we know you.
请西安的
Go lay hands on people.
家庭也来按手为别人祷告
Those pastors that we recognize, your people, release them to pray. There's anointing in your hand.
在这里你的
They shall lay hands on the sick dish and they shall recover.
有恩膏在你们的手上，当你们按手的时候，就会有医治。你们来释放你们的信心，为彼此祷告。
Yes. Turn around, pray for the ones.
请你们转身为周围的人祷告。
You've been trained to do that. Just do it now.Continue to pray. There's increased anointing now.
来，在我们继续的祷告的时候，相信恩膏会更加的强烈。
While you're still praying, I want to ask one more time. How many are prepared to come tomorrow, 1 to 3 o'clock, so that we will find the right place?
好，请问你们多少人明天一点
？How many are planning to come now?
下午一点到三点，有多少人要来？请举手。
Maybe a lot more than we need to change your place. Pastor Frank, can you come tell us where the meeting place is? Continue to pray for people.
请你们来继续为彼此祷告。
Release your invitation tomorrow.
因为明天我们要释放传递。
But don't stop, just continue to pray.
医治的恩膏，请继续的来祷告。
As you all know, there's an obvious anointing increasing now.
你们真的知道，神的恩膏在逐渐更加的强烈。